Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, that time again, and it's August 9th, 2023. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be co-hosting the Angel Answers show tonight, and we are part of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And we are a group of psychics, healers, mediums, and we share a group on Facebook, and there's a website there, and it shows all of our what we do and all of our websites. And I ask you and welcome you to come on in and join the group and check us out. So tonight, on our beautiful Wednesday night, we have several amazing ladies here who are very, very talented, and I just want to give a shout out and say hello to the angels on tonight. Hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Jan?
Good to
see you here. So they are Mary Hernandez, Peg Jones, DC Love, and myself, Jan Drake Bakke. Liz Pfister will be off tonight, and Catherine Peoples will be off tonight also. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and read the bios for Liz, and Catherine's isn't on here, but let me just start with Liz. And she is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream crystal singing bowl meditation. It's something that I rarely miss now. I can't miss it. It's so beautiful to listen to. It's very, very grounding. It's very, very helpful. So I recommend it. And so anyway, that was Liz. And I'll just tell you a little bit about myself, Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium. I do predictions. I love doing the animal totems when I do readings, and anytime they come through very easily. They're animal spirit guides that are all around us. And I work on a lot of poetry. I share it all over the place, mostly Twitter and Facebook. I'm trying to do collaborations with musicians or any other type of venues that can use my poems. They have been in different places. They have been published. So I'm working on that. And so I write, and then I do readings when I can. I don't do a whole lot of them, but I do them, and I also try to help our members in our group of Sacred Embers, some of them, when they come to me. So, yeah, that's the stuff that I do. Let me tell you about our shows that we have. We have several shows. The first one starts on Sunday, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale. It's called Enter the Light. It's on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. And they are an amazing group. I listen to them almost every Sunday, and they put on a very beautiful show. They have very interesting topics, and their messages are incredible. So I recommend them highly. The next show is on Monday, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. It's on at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. I happened to listen to it this last time, as I usually try to listen every week if they come on. It's really amazing. I really, really recommend it. It's a healing, very, very healing show. And what it did for me is that I just sat there and relaxed, and I just kind of like let go. I literally just let go for a few minutes while listening to them, because it goes into your body, the stuff they talk about. So I really recommend you trying it out and listening to them. Then there's The Lighthouse, and that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They're another amazing show. They come on whenever they come on. It's not every week. It's once a month or so. And they're beautiful. They're just amazing to listen to. Another talented group of ladies in the Sacred Embers, sharing to the world and healing the world. So there you go, and we are Angel Answers Wednesday night. That's about it. I'm just going to wrap that up, and I'm going to pass it on over to our wonderful and beautifully talented Peg Jones. Hi, Peg.
Oh, hi. And I'm glad to be here. It's been a while. I thought I would share. Oh, I got to share my bio. Never mind. So I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm an author, energy healer, and I also speak light language, which is language that comes from the heart, and that's really about it for tonight. and I'm in the process of taking my last class for my sound healing, which I'm very excited to be taking, because it's been kind of a summer thing that I've done, which I probably haven't done school in the summer in a little over 40 years. So it's kind of like deja vu in many ways. So that's who I am. And I guess my whole thing is just helping people to be able to access the divine and how that can enhance their health or their life, whether it's angels, guides, and to help them to see the possibilities that that they may not know they have. Am I supposed to share my message now or later?
Yeah, go ahead, I think.
Okay. So this is today's message. Dear children, each day you learn lessons by which to live life. What is your lesson for today? Do you feel that when you go through something difficult, there is a lesson? Or do you turn to anger, loathing, and acting out? Do you let your ego run you ragged with negative self-talk and take the incident so personally that it may paralyze you from moving on? Or do you sit back and look at the situation from both sides with compassion and understanding of what everyone is coming from, about where everyone is coming from? It is really your choice to look at the situation from a negative viewpoint or to try to find the good in what has happened. When you make the choice to be positive, you will notice a difference in how you feel about the situation. How you deal with this is for you only to decide. When you feel your heart's love and brightness of your light shining, you will have found happiness. We all want to feel genuinely happy, and this can truly happen. Just let the light shine in your heart and sing out with joy. Feeling free from negative feelings is the right choice if that's the choice you make. Celebrate your happiness and love. Celebrate the freedom from negative thoughts. Celebrate today. So the exercises: how are you going to let light shine on you today and celebrate the great day that it is? Think about it and journal about it. And I thought, since I talked a little bit about singing, or just speaking out, I thought I'd share a little bit of light language too. And when you are listening, to the light language, just see what you feel in your heart. And if you want to have some sort of intention, you can do that too. So here goes. I got to sit up straight here. Okay. Me ineki nanamanako e neke kale mo inamaneki kenemani ele bibeneki ko inamaneka lemeniki kele binamo neki kenamaniki kole ale banameni kira manako. Ale bina manako kile bibiriki. Ka ele manini kikui ibabale ineke. A ibabala nanoko ikana maniki. Ele bina manako. A ikana bikala banoki. Anamaniki kale babala ki kale ikale no ikanama. Thank you for letting me share.
That was beautiful, Peg.
That is beautiful.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I just
I love
feel
it.
Like such happy. You know, it just, it was so beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Really
thank
nice.
You.
Well, I'm back. I'm back, ladies. Sorry. I don't know what's going on
yay.
With my computer. It's like... It's it goes on and
oh
off. It makes me out, like off the show. I had to call through my phone. It's weird, but anyway, I'm back and I'm. Thank you, Peg, for that. Hopefully, I didn't miss too much of anything while I was gone. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a Reiki master, a tarot and oracle card reader, a trans channel, and a healer. As well. I also do numerology readings, and the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of the insight that you received. It provides you with a roadmap so you have an idea where you're going and what to expect along the way. And of course, I've done it for myself, and I wish I had done it like, you know, before I went through all this awakening because I would have known what my path was, right? It's all about service. Spirituality, helping others, enlightening others, and being a spiritual teacher. So it's very detailed, the reading. It includes your karmic lessons and debts, and you get a whole year forecast. I am also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles I have is the Mother Mary candle, and it's infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil, and it's made with 100% soy wax. All my candles that I make, along with the scented candles, are all 100% wax, not no paraffin. And it comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with an oak lid and also a wooden wick. And I also have Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras and a seven-chakra one. Besides my healing candles, I create beautiful baskets and any for any occasion or single candles for purchase. I also have now have pyramids. I have crystal necklaces, crystal keychains. What else do I have? I have beautiful sun catchers that I've posted out there. You know, and the pyramid is made out of resin, and they have crystals in them. And so each of them have a meaning. You know, I have a rose quartz, an aquamarine, a seven chakra, and most of them have the flower of life in them. And to book a reading with me or for pricing information, you can visit my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the sacred geometry because, you know, it's been in my mind and it was opened up again in DC and Catherine's show last week or 2 weeks ago when I was listening. I totally forgot yesterday, but or Monday, I don't even know what day it is. It's been so crazy. And it's just opened up so much. It's just like when I go outside, I just put Metatron's cube on me, the way Catherine referenced it for us to do, you know, from shoulder to shoulder and then above your crown. So that's beautiful. I've also been drawing the sacred, the flower of life, or trying, I get to the third circle around and then it just doesn't look right. But I'm not giving up. I'm going to continue because that's one thing I want to create is the flower of life actually and then paint it for people. So that's something that I would love to do. And you know, and channel it for people with any other messages that will come through. So that's something, that's a little bit about me. And then what was I going to share? I wanted to share something that I shared for today, and it said August 9th. Today, you know, we're still in the Lionsgate portal, and it says the divine is with you, opening up Lionsgate portal with a brand new beginning. This beginning starts with the love and creation through masculine-feminine union. Any imbalances of separation are neutralizing so you can go forward as a team and whole. There is nothing stopping you rising up out of duality into this oneness field any longer. Independence is yours. Shift your focus onto your own power, strength, and courage by choosing what you want to create that will make you happy. This is a different and new story, dear family. The Most High is setting firm boundaries around you, your foundations, and finances to help you attain your goals. Allow the disruptions to occur so you can get into this balance. Accept and receive all of the divine assistance helping bridge you into the new earth where you are in your position, abundant and thriving. And I felt that that resonated with what's going on, obviously, with the Lionsgate portal. It's all about new beginnings and coming into with your soul family, your soul groups, and resonating. And all the guides are so happy to work with us. You just need to ask. I mean, it's amazing how the angels, yesterday I saw an angel, which I have to post my pictures, an angel, and then I see Jesus's or God's hands from above, and it looks like a holy cross. I still haven't posted that because I've been really busy, but I wanted to post that so that people could see, you know, on the Lionsgate, and every day after, you know, until I think the 16th or something, it's going on. And, you know, you just manifest, just write down what it is that you want to manifest.
Wow.
Because it's really important, including health, you know, and any imbalances mm-hmm. of our body. That's really important too, you know, to even put on a piece of paper so that you can manifest it and visualize yourself healed. You know, one thing I've learned with DC is always visualize yourself healed, because I've gone through, you know, some health issues in March last year. And I feel so grateful to have had Catherine and DC and also, you know, Jan help me through that, you know, because it was amazing to have such a close group. Peg wasn't in the show yet, so that's why Peg is not included. This was last year around March. And, you know, I just want to thank you all. And now Peg is a part of our journey. So I want to thank you, and we love you. Anyway, I'll switch it over to DC, because DC has a beautiful channeling from Mother Mary and Goddess Isis.
Yes, thank you, Mary. Really fast, I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. I'm a small, medium, at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and a telephone to the divine. So that's a little bit about me. So we're going to go right into the Mother Mary channeling. And the two channelings are, of course, related to, you know, the Lionsgate portal, which is open between July 26th and August the 12th, and today only being the 9th. So as Mary said, keep putting those intentions out there. Okay? So the first channeling was with Mother Mary. Beloveds, I, Mother Mary, come before you to help you to raise your vibration and bring the spiritual guidance you are needing during this cosmic alignment of the Lionsgate portal. This is the perfect opportunity to see this as an individual time of rebirth and a time to step forward onto your spiritual path, following the Sirius star and spiritually receiving the wisdom of higher dimensions that are being transmitted and the divine messages that are available that will help to activate your spiritual awareness. Beloved's amazing divine energy is flowing from heaven to earth between the physical and the spiritual planes at this time. It is now time for you to embrace your divinity, realizing that each of you are divine beings. Connect with my divine energy of unconditional love, nurturing, and healing. Now is the time to release all that no longer serves you as you are guided forward onto a path of the extremely powerful energy of unconditional love. Beloveds, connect with your inner child. This will help you to connect with the lion within, learning once more to just be who you are and who you are predestined to be. Embrace the strength of the lion and remain in faith. Breathe slowly now and do it with your inner child and your inner lion, releasing all the adult worries and anxieties you are holding on to. Notice how calm you become. As you continue to breathe, you breathe in the love that you are so deserving of. And on the out-breath, you release all that is not love. As you continue to breathe, you are healing your beautiful inner child, and you are filling them with the love and the compassion that they too are needing. They now realize that they are enough, and they are fully loved and understood. Any fears or feelings of not being good enough, as well as any trauma that they have faced, are completely released into the light. Now only love and good memories remain. Your inner child is now in the state of love, happiness, and complete joy. Their energy will help you to shine your light into the world and help you to be filled with that heartfelt joy that you are deserving of. This energy will be absorbed into your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual bodies, bringing you into a higher consciousness, releasing all that has burdened you in this lifetime as well as in past lifetimes. You are now filled with divine love and infinite potential. There is nothing holding you back. It is now time to take Mother Mary's hand, beloveds, and reach for the brightest star in the sky. The Sirius star is filled with powerful spiritual significance, and it will help you to transcend time, limitations, and boundaries. With a mother's heart, Mother Mary will be your constant companion, helping you to achieve your highest potential during this lifetime. We all have the potential to reach beyond what is created in this physical world, connecting us to heaven, the eternal source of the divine. I am Mother Mary. That was the first one. That
wow.
was our Mother Mary channeling
wow,
for the Lion's
beautiful.
Portal. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank
I do
you.
Have another one. And the second one, we're going to connect with Goddess Isis, okay? Beloveds, I, Goddess Isis, come before you, inviting you to step through the Lion's Gate portal with me. It is time to travel into the spiritual realms back to ancient Egypt, where we will journey to the Nile River, which is a source of spiritual life. The sun god Ra awaits your arrival. He is the god of the sun and the skies, portrayed as a lion, and he has dominion over light, vitality, day, and healing. As we sit near the Nile River, we begin to feel the cosmic energy flowing and the atmosphere. The beautiful black water of this ancient river glistens from its rich, dark sediment, boosting our vibrational energy. Beloved, sit quietly for a moment and just close your eyes. Concentrate on your breathing. Now focus on love and gratitude. As you do, you notice a major shift that takes place within, and this helps to bring forth infinite empowerment. You are now telepathically given powerful affirmations as you bask in the sun of Ra's glory. And here are the affirmations. My warmth and beauty shine for all to see. I radiate confidence, strength, and unlimited light. I create myself anew each day. I believe in my abilities to create the life of my dreams. I courageously embrace the energy of my inner lion. You now notice the heightened awareness that awaits you on your journey. You are able to live your truth and carry the knowledge and the wisdom that you have gained as you journey forward, recognizing the invisible parts of creation gifted to you by the sun god Ra. He symbolically hands each of you an Ankh, representing the ancient Egyptian symbol of life. You now have limitless power and potential. You are in divine alignment with the Lion's Gate energy. We now begin our journey safely back to the place where we began, but the knowledge that you have gained will remain with you, as well as the ability to create what you are wanting. We thank the goddess Isis and the sun god Ra for helping us to have the spiritual empowerment that we've gained today. When you are ready, please open your eyes. You can wiggle your fingers, your toes. But you do notice you still have that powerful energy. And the symbol Ankh, which is your spiritual key of life, bringing balance as well as attracting healing and protection. It could also amplify the energy that is already within you. Allow it to float outward, bringing the transformation needed in your life. I am the goddess Isis.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. That was great.
Oh, thank you. Your message of meditation and the beautiful white language is amazing. Totally amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. I was vibrating, like my third eye was like tingly, and my whole body started vibrating because I did a meditation with Goddess Isis today, and oh my gosh, all the Egyptian gods. And it was just amazing. It was a Lionsgate portal meditation, and this was just that strong. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you,
and
Mary. Thank you.
I have the Ankh earrings because I was they are so beautiful, and the energy, I mean, it's just Ankh equals to life, right, to eternal life.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful symbol.
It
reminds me of the Holy Cross. So that's why I wanted it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think we have Jan's beautiful poem.
Relaxed me.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
But beautiful. I just
everything
I want,
messages everything.
Yeah, everyone's messages were just. So beautiful, and I just, gosh, I don't want it to end. You know, I just don't want it to end, but then it does, and so then we move on, and it's my turn to
yes.
do mine. But can't yours, all of yours are just, oh, just, I want more. So anyway, this first one is called Divine Creation, and it goes, we are part of the divine creation connected to it, and it is part of us in our entire makeup. We are connected, celestial, innate material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in the tree of life. And this one's called Possibilities Poem. In this light, my face shines and I can see the possibilities, and for that I am grateful. In this light, I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. And it was International Cat Day yesterday, so I put up a little poem called Cat Flare, and it's called Cat Flare, and it goes, love pauses in midair as it reaches for its momentum. Spot me, my cat flare. Love scratches its most inherent part of one's cat-like nature, the feline in my heart. And this one says, kindness begets kindness, hate begets hate. Choose the one to be your fate. Glimpses. Sometimes we can see between the realms of a place we may have known, to feel a breeze on one's face,
and a memory of a past where we have grown. And this says, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And glory on us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those we lose, that we grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one is a fairy poem, and it goes, I like to think light and airy. I want to be a fairy, flying low and high and through the air, sprinkling fairy dust to all who dare, who are there. Magical wonderment with prayers answered and more is what a fairy can do for others. They sing and giggle with galore. I like to feel free to laugh and let my wings flitter. I want to be a fairy with hands full of glitter. To sprinkle it with fairy dust too? Isn't that what fairies do? Leaving a trail of sparkling colors in the air, flying so joyously without any glare. They twinkle with joy and playing jokes all in one day to help people and animals in whatever they may. I want to be a fairy to come out and play. And this is called Fairy Poet, and it goes, Fairy Poet overflows her pen with light. Fairies appear day and night. Are they real, or are they an imaginary sight? Only the one with the magic pen sees the fairy so bright. And this one is called Flying on Clouds. It splits in her mind her soul fragments to transcendent worlds. Flying on clouds and ones she's left behind, it is always about the heart and the jagged wounds and scars, always about a male. It is bumpy, a bumpy ride through her destiny while she ascends in this fairy tale. And this one is called Forgive and Hurt and Forgive. Forget and forgive the past of hurt. Let go of anger, your war. Reach to the life giver and run to the power of love that will restore. Forgive all wrongdoings upon you and by you. Declare and ask the life giver for abundance of a new and grand life. Live on in God's light, surrounding you all over and everywhere. Go on to receive miracles and blessings, proving to yourself that life can be a magnificent, magnificent. Do we dare? And this one's called Sometimes That Hurt. Sometimes the hurt that we think is following us is just residue and not real. Look, rest, and act with kindness toward yourself. It's okay. It's just how you feel. Sometimes people mimic others from our past that have hurt us. Be careful not to turn them into someone they may not be, to keep yourself free. Sometimes the hurt is so strong, it turns into overpowering waves. Let the momentum flow through you and ride it without fear. This will help your next move and how your next emotion behaves. Remember that the passing of it is near. Cool and calm again, that hurt comes in and out. You have more control over it every time. And every time you choose more peace, more understanding, the hurt begins to cease. And this is called To See. When we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment or disarray, but with a divine eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity, then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is the goal. To see beauty from within, from without, the colors that shine all around, there is no doubt. To see you, to see me, we join in colors and peace. We are free. And the last two, friends are jewels, diamonds that share rays, that shine rays of love, of solidarity, trust, transparency of colors, of every spectrum of the rainbow. They are butterflies of light. They give us wings of vibrancy and continuing life. And higher dimensions come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service, and integrity. These are our superpowers. And that's that. Those are the poems for this week from me.
Wow, Jen, they were amazing.
I hope you liked them.
So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Peg.
They were unbelievable, Jen. Always.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
That was.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate being able to share them every week.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be able to do that.
And we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's powerful energy.
Yes, it is. And the pictures that she puts on Facebook associated to the channeled poem is just so beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. So just in case those colors that have been seen on Jan Drake Bakke's email of Facebook. It's just beautiful, the pictures that you put together, you know, for each of the channeled poems.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
You know, when
I enjoy the pictures.
Heaven, went to heaven and got these pictures because they are so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know I love them all so much. They, you know, I've said this before, but they actually, I don't really have to go find them. That it's not that hard because they actually just sort of come to me. I see them, and they appear. I don't know.
Well, that's
they really do.
Because they are so beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Thank you. And we're not the only ones that say that. You have a lot of people that look forward to looking for them each day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Really cool.
I'm lucky. I'm grateful to all of them. And if they can, if it helps them in any way or it makes their day brighter, then I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's good, you know.
Well, you do each day.
Yes. So are you ladies ready
all
to
right.
take some callers?
Yes.
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 Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay.
Here we go.
Area code 612, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Well, hi, my lovely ladies. It's Constance. How are you all?
Oh, hi, Constance.
Hey, Constance.
Hi, Constance. Hey, like, Constance. You know, like, I got through. I signed in late. I said, bottles listen, you know, because it was late. You know? But I was blessed enough to get connected to all of you. And, of course, Jan, your poems are magical. And, of course, you know how much I love fairies.
Thank you.
My fairy girl. Okay, so I have a question for you because I've been sick now for over 3 years from COVID twice. And I really thought that after July 3rd of this year that 3 years would just like level off and just, you know, let me try to rehab to the best that I could. And it hasn't really happened. And in fact, this week, to make my life very special, 2 teeth fell out. So I'm having surgery on Monday. And I keep wondering when it's going to stop. When is it going to stop? But I know about the super wounds, and I've been watching the stars, and I've been watching the energies that are really powerful going on right now. And how people are not communicating with each other properly. And, it's been a week that I never expected. And then to be scheduled for surgery on Monday next week, you know, it's like, you got to be kidding me. And, you know, I had the mouth of, you know, Jan were in the same thing I did. Our smile was our business. And now I don't have that smile.
Yeah.
It's quite scary. It's really quite scary. I had to send photographs to numerous people to say, please help me with this pain, you know, because they literally just broke off. And I'm thinking to myself, this is fun, not, you know, and can you tell me, you know, when it's going to let up for me some glimmer of hope, because I even talked to my priest today, and, you know, and I said, please, you know, tell me, can you tell me why? And the why questions that are going to be answered, we all know that. But the point is that I said, I really thought that it would let up. I mean, you know, there was some hope that it would let up and I would just rehab and, you know, and it had been over 3 years, and I'd coped really well with it. But this was kind of like the crowning blow when you're crunching down and it's your tooth for dinner. You know, I mean, That's been my week. So maybe you could shed some light on this situation, anything that you might see or understand. You know, that I do know the shifting of everything is really powerful right now.
Yes.
And I'm right in the middle of that shift, and I'm not real happy with it.
Okay.
No.
Well, Constance, this is Jan. I'm seeing a lot of animals for you, so I think you are right in the middle of this shift. I mean, you've got a red fox, and I know that's one of your main animals. You've got an owl, and I think that's one of your. It looks like a gray white owl.
Yeah, they're both my animals. Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got birds, more birds. And I don't know what they
birdie.
Are, so I can't even. But yep, you've got birds, and then you've also got a dog, several dogs. But I know you have a dog at home. But you also have a dolphin, and I don't know if I've seen a dolphin for you before. But this dolphin is like a very much of a friend coming in to say hello, and to give you a few things, and let me let you know what the dolphin is. And it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and try to listen more, especially to the subtle levels of communication from the natural world. Think about just being really positive and loving towards yourself, yourself. And smile at others, and I know you do, and notice how they smile back at you. And try dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, and that's dolphin is reminds us of breathing. And then it says that you need to breathe more into the freshness of life, and so I think breathing will be a nice thing for you to do. Take 3 deep breaths at, you know, maybe once a day, and just breathe in and out. And if you're having any conflict with someone close to you, you will want to clear these things up. And there's some tension there. You're feeling a little, there's like tension and blockage in your body. But you're being prompted. Here's the clincher, okay? You're being prompted to move into a deeper spiritual work, work. So I think those are really nice messages for you right now. You already know the other ones because I've given them to you before. And but I know that this has been an incredibly hard time for you, and it just one thing after another. But you know what's really interesting about this too, Constance, is that one thing after another, but you do each one. You just get rid of each one after the other. Also, you address each one after the other, and you get through each one. So it's almost like you're almost in this thing where you're just moving along very quickly too, and boom, 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 all the way down until you're just going to finally be done with it. And you won't have as much. You won't have any more. You just won't have any more. It'll just come to an end. And that's what I'm getting. That's what I feel. So I just want you to have faith that it will, that it's going to let up. And so try to keep that in your mind. I know it's hard to even think that it will happen because you keep having all these things, things in the way that keep coming up. So you just think, oh my God, not anymore, more I'm having, and how am I going to do this? And it brings you down. But I feel like you are going quickly and moving along all of these things and getting rid of each one, and then you're going to be on top of it. So if you can have some faith, you need to have a bridge here where you have that faith that you are going to get on top of it. And it's hard to believe because you're so in this realm of one thing after another. But try to think
that try to think about how the possibility, that's why I did the possibility poem. That's what that was about, is to try to think of things that are not hateful and things that are loving and wonderful for you, that you deserve to have, you know, and think along those lines. And it's hard to do it, but that's called faith. And I know you have faith. I know you do. So I know you can do this. And so I'm just going to leave you with that. And I know I've already talked to you about this, and I'm giving you the same message over again, but I think I just needed to tell you that again. And I'm going to hand you right over to DC Love. She's going to give you a lot more.
Hi, DC.
Thank you. Hi, Constance. Jan, that was absolutely amazing, honey.
Thank you.
And what Jan said, I was basically getting, you know, the same thing, Constance. And what I was getting as Jan was talking, I saw a grasshopper coming in, you know, and the grasshopper is a beautiful, you know, it's like a totem as well. And I do feel like the grasshopper is, you know, sort of asking you, like, you know, like to take a leap of faith, and you're going to know that everything's going to be good. It's going to be okay, Constance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like the grasshopper, you beautiful spiritual connection that goes beyond the earth, Constance.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I saw, like when Jan was saying have faith, I saw Jesus and the 12 disciples.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Just
I
know that
power
and love always with you, Constance. They've never left you.
No, I know that.
Okay. I saw a beautiful, you know, a beautiful goddess coming in. And, you know, your healing is coming. It will happen in the divine timing. And I, as Jan said, I don't feel it's far off as well. I really don't. You've got to watch, you know, I understand everything you're going through is just incredible. But you've got to watch that on a daily basis that you don't find yourself, you know, getting overwhelmed, you know, with everything that's going on. And it is scary. Mm-hmm. It is scary. You've got to surrender, you know, what no longer serves you and, you know, let go, let God, and allow the change that you are needing to come in. And just, you know, love yourself, be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself, okay? So, you know, on an earthly level, you know, I understand, you know, like, you know, you're feeling anxious, but as Jan said, you've got to take time each day and, you know, really concentrate on your breath, okay, because that will make you feel a lot better. I did, you know, I did have Mother Mary come in as well, and
that's
how she, as you were asking, Constance, I kept yes, and I kept hearing, soon, my beloved Constance, soon. She knows what you're going through, and she's been holding you in her heavenly embrace, and she's giving you the courage to keep going, and she's saying, I know you cannot see it, you know, from where you sit, she said, but change is happening. So please try to stay calm and, you know, be open to going forward. And no matter what it seems like, you know, that's going on, that's how, like, that's happening right now, like, and we can only see it with our earthly eyes, but from where Mother Mary is, she's showing me, like, you know, things are changing on your behalf. And I was from her as well, Constance, that, you know, you are a very powerful person. You have this amazing soul. And I feel like, you know, all of this that you've gone through is giving you the strength, you know, to go forward on your amazing journey that awaits you. Okay? You are a healer. You're a powerful healer, Constance.
And as
I was saying that, I saw Mother Mary, like, on one side of you, and then Jesus stepped in on the other side of you. And they're both healing is coming, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
You're healing. I was getting, there was someone coming in from the other side, and I feel it's someone that you really love and miss a lot.
My dad, Fritz.
Okay. He's there with you as well, and yeah, he's never left your side.
Or my grandfather.
Okay.
They're both very important to me, musicians. They were classical musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
it could
you
be
have
my
a
grandfather.
Beautiful...
I don't know. I mean, my grandfather, I found, I got, I don't think, you don't stumble on things, you know, just because they're not, there's no coincidences. And I found,
your dad. And he was just saying there are no coincidences before you said it. So that
yeah.
is, in fact, your dad. He's opening his arms widely, and he's giving you this beautiful, beautiful hug. And he said that he watches you sleep at night. And I see him, you know, just watching over you, and then he kisses the top of your head. And he's just saying, I'm with you. I'm always with you. I'm helping you. Do you hear, like, different kinds of, like, noises maybe sometimes at night even? And I feel like they're not... earthly
music.
Noises, I feel like they're from heaven.
The celestial music. It's
yes,
celestial music.
Yes. And that's what I was being, you know, shown as well. So you've got to just believe, Constance, because honestly, I do feel like, you know, with Mother Mary, when she came in and she kept saying, soon, my beloved Constance. So
mm-hmm.
you've got to let go of any
that's so
not
awesome.
For your highest. Yes, please let go of everything that, you know, that no longer serves you. Any fear, any, you know, anxiety, even like you're doubting, like, you know, you're doubting you're going to get better. And I keep hearing soon, Constance.
I guess
okay,
it was
and I,
the
like
I fell out this week that I felt like, oh, no, I'm not going to get better. You know, it just, you know, when you think you turn that corner.
To be your beautiful
and then you
self.
Get, then you
so
get a
smiling and
you,
you know
bump.
Such uh-huh so Constance, please, you know, have faith and believe, because I just see Mother Mary holding you, and I see you smiling, and I just like I see like this ballerina like dancing above you, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just so really beautiful. So that's what I have. I hope that helped you a little bit. And I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Constance, God bless you, honey.
God bless you. Thank you, DC.
Thank you,
Hi,
honey.
Constance. Hi, Constance. This is Peg. And
okay.
The first thought I had was, wow, you're going to have surgery. And, you know, it could be a real big breakthrough for you. And, you
yeah.
know, that's quite amazing. And today I heard something that really made sense. It was about, you know, something that we really want to have. You know, we want to have wellness. We want to be happy. We want to be able to, you know, do the work that we have always done, maybe in a different way. And what I heard was it's important to truly try to feel that too, to truly try to feel your wellness, no matter how difficult that may be for
mm-hmm.
you, you know, and it's just, you know, even saying affirmations, you know, my wellness is happening for me at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a card from Mother Mary deck that, or it just came up, and it's called Our Lady of Comfort. So I thought I would read that for you, okay?
Okay.
Even though you may not see me, I am holding your hand. Even though you may not hear me, I am speaking through your heart. I am never far away. I am by your side with love, guidance, and protection always.
You are my, I could not bear to be apart from you. Receive my message of comfort and peace now. Our Lady of Comfort brings you angels of peace. She is at your side. If you have wondered if the divine is more real than you have ever believed, if you have been in conscious divine connections, the oracle of Our Lady of Comfort confirms this. If you have been having the opposite experience, perhaps finding it difficult to feel lightness, joy, or happiness for some time, or finding it so hard to meditate or connect with yourself or your spiritual center, Our Lady is telling you she is still with you, and this time shall too shall pass. If you have been trying to be strong, perhaps for the benefit of others who are grieving or in stressful life situations, or if you have been feeling alone, not really held or heard by others, this oracle comes with a particular message. The Divine Mother hears you, knows you, loves you. She asks you to pray to her so that she may help you, that you may attract the comfort, connection, and support that you need, not only from spiritual sources, but also in human form in the material world. You are worthy of this support too, and she asks that you do not allow your strength to isolate you or prevent you from receiving the love that you need. I think I'm almost done. That's a long one. If you have been in chronic pain, either emotional or physical, and are suffering without relief, or you know of someone in this situation, please pray to the Divine Mother Mary, Our Lady of Comfort, to bring spiritual blessing and divine assistance or relief. The Divine Mother will offer you what will most serve you with mercy and compassion, and you can certainly pray for her help for yourself and others. If you're suffering a loss, a disappointment, she comes to you specifically with the message, sometimes there is sacrifice of what could have been on the altar of a different future. Grieve what has not come to pass, but know that there is plenty of life yet to be lived and dreams to be fulfilled. Those dreams may be fulfilled in a way that is surprising or may not yet be fulfilled in the way that you once imagined that they would. But divine timing is perfect and serves you. Receive her comfort and know that all is not lost. If you have been worrying about a situation in your life, the Divine Mother asks that you imagine her soothing, ask that you imagine her soothing you gently like a mother with a child. She asks that you know that you have more than enough strength and resourcefulness to attract to you, that you will attract to you what you will need to allow that situation to resolve itself. She is with you, helping you. Pray to her for help and allow her to help you. Our Lady of Comfort also reassures us that whatever is happening in our lives, whether obviously healing and supportive or not, is helping us grow spiritually. We can always pray to her for assistance and support. She will answer our prayers. You can also know that if we are struggling in some way, this is not a sign that something is wrong or that we are being punished or are not getting some lesson or other. We are growing. Imagine a child taking their first steps. There can be a few great strides and perhaps at least a few wobbles as well. The Divine Mother is there with her arms open, calling you forward with delight into the next phase of your path. finally, if you have been hearing loving words in a song that stick in your mind, or finding white feathers on the ground, or seeing many churches more than usual, or seeing artwork of the Divine Mother, or feeling new sensations of love in meditation, it all means something. The oracle comes with the answer, yes. The divine is reaching for you and making its presence more felt so that you know it is real and with you always. So the healing process and affirmations, close your eyes and sit comfortably. Please place your hands on your heart, your head or belly. Whatever you find, whenever you feel stressed or whenever wherever feels most in need of comfort, saying out loud, I call on Mother Mary who loves me unconditionally and I ask for your divine protection, healing connection and love now. Through your divine grace, so be it. Imagine, sense of or intend that the healing non-intrusive but strong touch of Divine Mother is reaching to you through your own hand and resting on you in an unconditionally loving way.
That is beautiful.
So I hope that helps.
Oh, of course it does. They all help.
Wonderful.
You all are just so gifted and lovely. Lovely, lovely ladies. I just so enjoy. I got shocked when I was going. They go, area code 612, and I went, oh my gosh, it's me. You know? it was a surprise, and it was a divine surprise tonight because what happened this week was just so unexpected. And then I get you guys, ladies, to tell me it's okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will be okay.
You're welcome.
Since it's
yes,
Mary,
for sure.
You still have my reading. So I noticed your number. Well, I noticed the 612 number, and you haven't called for a while, so I wanted to pick you up. And I know I feel you needed us today. So I picked two cards for you, and the first one that fell off was Find Your Center. It says, your outside world is a reflection and a manifestation of what's going on inside you at this time. When the outside world becomes so chaotic or stressful that your anxiety starts to overwhelm you, this is an ideal moment to stop and ask, when was the last time I checked in with myself? This card is aimed right at you at this vital time for many reasons. It's telling you that you need to slow down and find your center of your being right now. We understand that on a physical level that it's easy to get caught up, you know, in this world. But take a step back and reconnect with your spiritual self long enough to reflect and heal yourself. When life gets chaotic and you need to pull back from your stresses and strains of daily use, use this card to help you slow the pace down. Go within and reconnect with your spiritual self. Simply close your eyes, put your hands on your heart, breathe deeply, and say to yourself, find your center. And by doing so, you'll connect with your soul where you'll discover that you're able to let go and gently relax into the present moment, releasing all those anxieties and old stories about yourself. I added that one. When your inside world is at peace, it will be reflected and enjoyed in your outside world with a balanced body, mind, and soul. Again, you know, it comes down to what we say is what we become. And I try to, you know, sometimes I catch myself too. I say something and I'm like, clear, cancel, and release, right? Because I don't want to manifest that or put that into the universe. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. You know, just speaking a different story of of you, Constance. You're such a beautiful soul, and I know you're going to heal, and you're healing. It's just that we need to change from the inside, you know, and connect to your higher self. And, you know, on this time, just try to meditate and call on your higher self and Mother Mary. I mean, I called Mother Mary every day. I prayed the rosary every day and just did affirmations. Release every day, like numerous times. I would just lay in my bed and just say it over and over and over again. You know, and then it took me about 4 months to recover, but you know, it was amazing. You know, I just listened to what I needed to do. And then the next one is let go. When it says, once you let go of the outcome, you'll be able to release all the emotional constraints that have held you back in the past. Trust in the higher good and guidance of spirit, as we want the best. We only have your best intentions at heart and will do everything in our power to protect you. So again, you know, they're here to protect you, but you need to protect yourself as well from the story, not the story, what you've been through, right? Just rewrite another story. Rewrite the story that Constance has healed from all these years. And you don't even have to mention the past anymore. Just focus on the present moment, okay? Going through this, say every day, I am healed. I am healed, and call the Divine Mother. I mean, it's just amazing what she does when you believe and you let go and just ask God to take over the reins. Just say, God, just take over the reins. I give it to you. I give you the reins of my soul to take me to where it is I need to be, you know. And I mean, he will cleanse you, he will heal you, but you just also have to, it has to do a lot with belief, right? You have to believe that you can heal and have that trust in God and Mother Mary and all the guides, because it starts with our mind and then it trickles down, you know, to everything else, you know. But it's so amazing. I know you're going to heal. It's just we need to change the narrative, you know, behind your story. So say a different story, the story, like, just envision yourself. What would you do? What are you going to do when you start walking again, right? So just envision that self right now and just enjoy that. Once you have that joy within you, it's just going to be because that's the joy you're going to bring into your now moment, because it's the now moment that we need to focus on, you know. And God bless you, Constance, and we love you here always, you know that. And we always pray, I always pray for you, and I know the ladies here always pray for you too. Anytime I do my rosaries, I include you, you know, to pray for you as well. Because, you know, but just set another story, the one that Constance is already healed, you know, and envision that. And just write it down on paper. You have to write it down every day. I am healed. I'm healed. I am walking. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, this is a powerful portal, the Lionsgate portal. And it's a powerful portal to let go of everything.
I know.
Yeah, so just, you know.
This is a huge one. This doesn't happen for ancient times.
Yeah,
Lionsgate.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave you with that, Constance, because we have, like, a slew of other callers to pick up. And
I love you.
And thank you again for calling, and I'm glad you're, I'm going to put you on, because, you know, there's still messages that you probably hear that would resonate with you as well. So I'll place you on hold. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye. Okay, ladies.
Well, that was really beautiful, Mary.
Yeah,
I just sat in there and just, wow. All of the messages were amazing.
Reading,
They were all beautiful.
We're reading what's so beautiful, you know, and it's, I know it's difficult and challenging when you're going through something yourself healthy, but, you know, I know, and I could speak from experience, you know, that it really helps to have that mentality, right? The thoughts become things. So, you know, like I've said many times, Catherine and I used to have a code word. It was like, you know, she would be like, how's your day? You know, and I would say, it's okay. So she knew I was in pain, but I didn't want to say I'm in pain because, you know, what it does is you bring more pain to you. You're actually saying I'm in pain. So guess what? You're going to have pain. So, you know, it's just catching ourselves in those little moments and having a code word for not feeling well, you know, or not doing so great, you know, but again, staying positive and, you know, and it's just like, wow. And the positive affirmations, the releasing, I mean, all that really, really works. I am just like loving it that, you know, I was able to heal, and I know I went through that so I can help others on this show and along my path because I know it works. I mean, I'm perfect example that it works. So just, you know, again, the thoughts become things, and we just have to watch what we say always, always. And if we make a mistake and say something wrong, then just say clear, cancel, and release. And someone here showed me that, DC Love showed me that. Like, whenever you say something that you don't mean, just clear, cancel, and release. I'm like, yes, don't put it out into the universe, you know. Like, I learned a lot of things from DC and Catherine, you know, on the healing aspect, because they were like an integral part of my, you know, healing journey as well. But, you know, it's all, it's also on us, right? Because they could have helped me and then I couldn't help myself. Then it would have been, you know, a different story right now. But, you know, it's all about everyone coming together and especially you, the person that needs the healing, you have to do the work. You know, you have to say, okay, I want to heal. I am healed. You know, and say numerous days, numerous times a day. I mean, it was just, I used to put a reminder to say my affirmations and my releasing, you know, because at that point I was just sleeping because I was on meds, you know, so it was just, I had to put that alarm and, you know, as a reminder. But yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, I got through that, and it's for me to teach others that this could be done. You know, and anyway, enough of my journey. And, you know, it's just, I want to really help callers, you know, that call, just and any other callers that have health issues, that, you know, it's all about our thoughts, right? And knowing that God is there and Mother Mary's there and all the healing guides, all the Archangel Raphael is there, Padre Pio. I mean, it's just amazing how many guides are there to help us heal. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. And I just can't, it could talk forever.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys know, I mean, it's just, it's been such a journey. So do you guys, are you guys ready for the next caller?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Area code 229. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Melvin.
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I really enjoyed what you all was talking about today. I see a lot of it resonates with me with my health and, you know, going to Dallas three times a week. And in the last past 3 years, my health just has been up and down. And I do know I need a healing. I know I will be healed, but I just try to stay positive. And I just want to know what you all see with my restored my health.
Okay. Hi, Melvin. It's Jan.
Hi, Ms.
And
Jan.
I keep seeing this, like, well, it's a lion, first of all. I don't know if I've given you a lion before, but I'm giving it to you now.
Yes, ma'am.
Have I?
Yes, ma'am. You did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I don't remember it. I'm sorry. Well, okay, good. Well, see, if the animals come back again, it's a very clear sign that it's definitely one of your guides. So there you go, lion. And we are in the lion's gate right now, too. And I kept seeing this white, like, energy, white. And I thought it was a spirit. But then it turned into the lion. It was a spirit. It was an animal spirit. And so it was the lion. But it would start out as this white entity flying in through my eyes. And I'm going, what is this? Ooh. And then all of a sudden it turns into a lion. So that's really neat. So let me just give you more about what the lion is saying for you and your health. And let's see, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what. You're much stronger than you think you are. Call upon the well of courage to help you in any uncomfortable situation. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart and listen closely before acting. If you feel beaten down or stressed by anything, that's when to call in the lion, because the lion has a lot of strength and will help you bring that strength back to you. You're a natural leader, and you're best at functioning in a group, in a community, and you have a great deal of compassion for others. I'm going to look through some more because hold on a second. I just want to see what else we might have for the lion, because that's all basic stuff that we already know about the lion. I know you've been going through a health thing too. And did they give you your appointment for, have you gotten your appointment for whatever procedure you were supposed to be having soon or next?
I'm supposed to actually talk with my kidney doctor tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right,
yeah,
good.
I'm going to be, after that I'll be on the transplant list through the VA.
And so you are on that transplant list already?
I got to do a couple of more tests, some basic tests like checks, X-rays, echocardiogram and a stress test, which I did all of that last year, but they want to update it for this year. But they already made some appointments for me to go do these tests. And that should be the last step. And hopefully
The lion, it says here, are courageous and confident. Lion strengthens our spirit, helps us to express our authentic self, and reminds us to honor personal power in ourselves and others. And that is mostly what I'm seeing for you, is that that's what you are trying to develop right now, is getting all that confidence going for this, and that it's going to come off. I'm hearing that it is going to be pulled off, the whole thing. So.
Jesus.
I'm getting that you are going to get a trans, that you're going to get everything that you need. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the whole thing's going to be pulled off with confidence. And so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pass you right over to DC Love, because that's enough for now. That's a good message to get and stay with and hold on to that. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right. Yes. You're welcome.
Jan gave amazing message, Melvin, and I
I agree with everything she said, and I was hearing miracles. And
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, things are going to happen faster than they're supposed to in your case. And just, you know, when you think about anything, just, you know, breathe in positive energy and just, you know, say thank you, okay, because that really does make a difference. And, Melvin, I see Jesus and Mother Mary with you as well as the angels.
Mm.
And just as Mary said a little while ago, see yourself as already having the kidney, everything went well, you're totally healed, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Wow.
And just, you know, say thank you for this beautiful, amazing healing, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I do, like I said, I'm seeing like everything like that Jan was saying. Jan, I didn't get a lion, but I did see a leopard. And I think the leopard has similar energy as well. Doesn't it have, like, similar energy to the lion?
Let's see here. I'll look it up.
Wow.
I think it does. Let's see. It's right here. So, let's see. The leopard says, take some time in solitude, preferably in nature, for a full day. Be sure to pace yourself and play. Also, have some rest time and some play time. And whatever goal you're pursuing, do not reveal too much about it until it's completed. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams and visions and feelings. Ooh, that's really neat. A secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. Wow, this is a time for expressing yourself passionately. You will attain your goal. Your intuition is heightened at this time, so pay close attention to your feelings. The leopard comes in when you need some extra protection. And both of them said, let's see, I just thought he said that too, but I'm looking at the lion. But let's see, you were born with an extraordinary gift of awareness of your inner realm and to help others with that. And you have a very, very sensitive person, and you are also a very giving person. And that they say, you know, all these little other things in between, like you have an air of mystery and stuff like that, and it's all very beautiful. So, yeah, I love that. I love that. That's the
that
leopard.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Melvin, I just see Jesus is stepping forward, and he's asking you to just release all the fear that you're holding on to. Okay? He wants you to be at peace, and he's just saying, Melvin, I love you, and you've got to believe all is well. Okay? And start seeing yourself as you know, this is already over, and feel, like I said, feel the healing. And, you know, say loving thoughts to yourself on a daily basis. You know, I am love, I am light. You know, I honor myself. And Jesus is just, you know, he wants you to love yourself the way he loves you, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, embrace that beautiful energy, because it's an infinite flow of energy from Source, and it's there for you, Melvin. Okay?
Yes,
I just, like I said, I saw a beautiful divine team with you. And try to, sort of, I'm getting, like, try to do things maybe a little bit differently, you know, during the day. Even set, like, an intention, like, for the morning, set an intention maybe for the afternoon. And, you know, you're going forward. And, Melvin, you know, you're creating your dreams, and you're going to live those dreams. Okay? And never underestimate the power of prayer is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So please, you know, some time, like in meditation or in prayer, connect with Jesus, the angels, Mother Mary. You have such a beautiful divine team with you, Melvin. And I feel like, you know, it will help you on so many different levels.
Okay?
And I just feel like, you know, like, you know, I mean, I'm just seeing, like, everyone coming around you. Your son is coming in as well, Melvin.
Oh, Lord.
And he's just saying, I love you, Dad, and he's watching over you. Do you hear him call your name, maybe even, I don't know if it's while you're sleeping or awake, but I hear him calling your name.
I haven't heard him, but I just have a lot of visions of him. You know, I can just be sitting there.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about him a lot.
He comes to you a lot in your dreams, right?
Yes, ma'am, definitely in my dreams. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, quite a bit in your dreams is what you're saying. Yeah. Is there certain, like, things that he liked maybe to eat or whatever? Because I feel like I'm smelling, like, different foods when I mention your son's name. Like, I just smell different things maybe that he enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. He used to eat pretty much. I'm a very good cook, and I have custody of him. And he used to eat, you know, everything, you know, good food, good soul food.
Okay, well, I'm getting all these smells, so you must be a good cook, Melvin. Just know that you're looking at you're never alone. Like, have, you know, Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, your beautiful son, and they're all with you. And allow them to help you to go through this process, Melvin. It makes it much easier.
Okay? Yes.
God bless, honey. I love you, Melvin.
I love you, too. Thank you, Miss Lisa. Thank all of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Melvin. This is Peg. And
Hi.
Hi. So it sounds like, well, it seems to me that everyone has pretty much said what I was going to say. And, you know, it's the self-care, you know, that is important at this time too, to do things that you know, help you with your frame of mind, and everyone has said all that, so I'm not going to repeat it, but you know, and just maybe finding even someone that could offer you know some Reiki just to help with the stress, you know, different things like that.
Oh, neat.
And it's all, you know, everything happens in divine timing, you know, but keeping a positive outlook and hope, you know, and talking to Archangel Raphael and the other angels of healing, you know, that can help you too. So I'm not going to say anything more because I'm going to end up repeating everything. So,
yes, ma'am.
So,
wishing
you lots of luck at your appointment tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey.
How are you? It's Mary. Sorry, my cards are like swapping over for you. So, all right. So, two cards I picked out from.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think she dropped out.
Mary, oh no.
Yes, I think we may have lost Mary there. My goodness. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping she comes right back.
She'll get back in. Yeah.
Yeah, we just got to give her like 1 second. I know Mary will be back with us. She doesn't go too far.
Yep.
Yes, she'll be right back, Melvin. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And Jen, while we're waiting for Mary, I'm seeing an owl.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting too. So what does that mean? We have an owl waiting with.
Oh, neat. Yeah, and Constance got an owl too. Let's see here. Ooh, owl. Wow, Melvin, you've got two psychic animals. That's so cool. Let's see here. Yeah, that's really neat. Okay, let's see if I can get to it right here.
Okay.
Meditate in silence. Are you here?
Oops, sorry. I'm back. Sorry. I tell you, this computer, this Block Talk keeps booting me out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I had to call my phone again. Yeah, it is. It's so weird. Do you want to Were you finishing a message? I'm so sorry, Jen.
Yes, it's okay.
Well, finish up real fast, Jen. Tell them about the owl.
I will. DC is on owl form, so it says meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for a few days to see what's revealed to you. Be alert on any deception of others. This is a particularly ripe time to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. And now is particularly significant time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, or feel events before they actually happen. Your most creative cycle is at night to work on projects and things. And if you're going through a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you want to make the decision that will reap the best benefits for all concerned. And you want to be more discerning about someone as to what is true and what is illusion. And you might want to challenge yourself in a new course of study to learn something new, like what could be many things. And you want to uncover the hidden qualities and talents and aspects of yourself and bring them into the light. You typically see what others don't see, hear, and feel. And, I mean, that's what the owl is. An owl is just amazing with all its psychic gifts. You're able to see foresee the future and are clairvoyant and clairaudient. So, wow, that's cool. You've got two, the leopard and the owl, both psychic animals.
And the lion.
So, yeah. And the lion, too. And the lion.
That's really beautiful. Thank
of course.
Thank you.
That
yes,
is
ma'am.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, you deserve that, Melvin. So I don't know where I got cut off, but I'll read that card again. I have three cards for you, and the first card was faith. I am confident I will achieve my goal. I live in the present moment and have faith in the future. I firmly believe in my value within the universe. And then I love that card because it's having faith, right? While it's working out for you, all is well. And the affirmation card came out for you, and it says, I listen to myself and acknowledge my needs. I assert myself and retain my power. I am brave and gentle. I don't have to be afraid of others. I respect myself, and I am respected by others. And then the next card is one step at a time, which is so beautiful because it's kind of what you're in right now, right? It says, I see the mountain ahead and dedicate myself to taking one small step at a time. I make progress by staying focused on the present moment, the current task. Thus, I regain my ease of living, which is true, right? One step at a time and staying in the present moment. I think it's so really important. And also the fact that having faith as well, right? We need to have faith that all is well and God, everything is in God's hands, you know, and trusting him that all, you know, you're going to be healed. And I mean, I've known you for a long time already. I think it must be like 3 years or 4 years. And, you know, I feel like you sound so much better, you know, so, and I know that you have that faith. It's so beautiful. Faith is so beautiful to have. You know, and I see it in you. I hear it in your voice and everything. So I know everything's going to work out. It's just going to be a miracle. I just feel it. I just feel it that it's just going to be a miracle. So that it's all going to happen really quickly. That's how I feel.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because and that's what I have for you, Melvin.
Okay, and I thank you. But I just want to say one little thing about when you first was talking at the beginning
of
the show. Yes, ma'am. You was talking about the healing candles that you have. I'm interested in purchasing one. So I just, you know,
keep
around my house and use it to help bring clarity and bring the healing to me, because you all of you said that it's going to happen quick before I even know it.
Yeah.
I want you know, something for stress and healing, because sometimes I kind of drift off to negative thoughts, and I know it's wrong. So I want to stay focused and stay on the right track. So I'm interested in getting some candles.
You can email me, Melvin, if you like. And also, you know, those affirmations are so key, right? And prayer. I feel like prayer for me was key. Like, and also meditating, you know, throughout my journey, those 4 months, I would just pray the rosary, like, daily, every day. And go into meditation like 3 or 4 days, 3 or 4 times a day. Every time Catherine will call me, I would be in a meditation. I'm like, I'm meditating, you know. But you know, it's nice, and it's nice, you know, to have that also, you know. So so I just wanted to say that prayer is so powerful, you know, and I'll pray for you as well. You know, and I know all is well. That's all I keep hearing, all is well. So there's no need to worry. Yeah.
Okay. But what is your email?
God bless you, Melvin.
God bless you.
It's Mary Hernandez.
Okay.
It's Mary Hernandez 5252 at gmail.com.
Okay, I think I've emailed you before. I'm not sure.
Yes, you have. You have. Yeah. Yep.
When you have time, could you email me by, when you get time?
Yeah, I will. Okay, I'll reach out to you, Melvin, then.
Oh, okay, God bless you. I love you all.
God bless you.
Thank you all for helping me.
We love you too, Melvin.
You're welcome, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. You all have a blessed night. Thank you.
You too.
Gosh, I love him. He is so, like, just hearing his voice is so soothing. Like, he's got this faith to him that I feel through the phone that, you know, emanates out. I don't know how else to explain it, but I don't know if you guys feel that, but it's just, like, very loving energy. That's what I feel. Like
so
loving,
very
energy,
very
right?
heartfelt, sincere, and kind, and and he's been with us a long time, and I appreciate him staying with us too, and he always gives us really beautiful comments and feedback, and appreciates it very much.
It's so beautiful. Okay, are you ladies ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Area code 651, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a question for us, Lucy?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I asked this already, but I was wondering, do any of you see being able to make profitable sales with my art, like mugs, bags, T-shirts, et cetera? And I was wondering who my target audience.
Yeah, I think you asked that last week. But we can, you know, tap into it again this week.
Okay, so let me just see here. Christiana,
I do see the dove. I don't know if I've ever given you a dove before. Have I given you a dove before? This is, dove is so clear, coming through so
clearly.
I'm
not sure, but I've connected with the dove since I was a child.
Okay, you connect with dove as a child. Yeah, you know, I felt like what Mary said, we talked on this last week a little bit. I feel like you're going to be showing them, showing your things, whatever, what are they? Your artwork?
Yeah, it's mostly paintings.
Paintings, yes. And I feel like you're going to be showing them somehow in the future. There's like many ways to show them, I'm getting for you. I'm seeing a kitchen where you might be going over to someone's house and showing them in a kitchen. I'm seeing a kitchen and you showing them in someone's kitchen. And I'm seeing you, I'm seeing you at night underneath the stars. I'm seeing doves. And I'm getting the word multiple places. So I think you're going to have good luck with this. And then as far as money goes, I feel like there's going to be some transaction in the big city, somewhere in the big city, Minnesota. Are you in some big city? And because I'm getting a big city.
Like Minneapolis.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm getting, a big city here. I'm seeing it really clearly. And I feel like you might be selling in that area to someone or to a group or doing a showing there. I think you're going to make money. I mean, I feel good about it. You've got a lot of talent, too. And so
thank you.
I'm getting within the next 6 months, in fact.
Yeah.
So, and I'm also getting a bunch of... Yeah, look into it. Just definitely look into it. But somebody's kitchen. So that's the funniest one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then outside at dark at nighttime under the stars, and in a big city. And I'm getting now in 6 months. 6 months time frame is when you're going to start doing this. Well, that's what I'm hearing. You know, sometimes the time frame, I'm not always that good with time frames. And then sometimes I am. So it's really up and down with that. I just got a prediction in the other day from my predictions, but I was a year late. Ugh. But then other times, you know, another prediction came in, and I said next week, and then it came in next week. So I don't know. I'm getting 6 months, but I think DC Love will give you more and maybe a better time frame. So good luck, and I want to hear all about this and the dove. The dove is one of your animals, I feel like, definitely. So, yeah, this was really easy to read for me. I'm seeing you very easily right now. Anyway, thanks, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Christiana. This is DC. I agree with Jan totally with her beautiful reading. I'm getting for you, like,
thank you.
There's something like holding you back, hon. You've got to believe more in yourself. There's something holding you back because you don't have, you've got to really, like, you know, you've got to really believe in you and what you're capable of doing. And, you know, the angels are saying, please do not compare yourself to anyone else because it doesn't matter. You're on your journey, and, you know, everyone else is on their journey. And I feel like once you have the confidence that you need, you really have to be really confident in, you know, your ability to, you know, share your beautiful artwork with the world. And as I was saying that, Jan, I saw a beautiful butterfly just, like, fly overhead.
Oh, neat. Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of art with butterflies lately. And moth.
Wow.
what exactly would the butterfly be, would the message be, Jan, with the butterfly? I feel it's important.
Okay, sure, definitely. I have a butterfly totem, and then let's see here. Hold on one second. Yeah, they're all about transformation and color. So lighten up and stop talking everything so seriously. Get ready for a big change, one where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out, and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make changes you've been considering. This is a transition, you know, and it says, this too shall pass. Express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. You know it's time for change. You're going through a major life transition, too. Could be a career change, it says right here. And you may need to relax a little bit more. You may need, and you might want some more romance in a relationship with your spouse or partner. But you have a great deal of vitality and exotic and colorful tastes, and especially in clothing, art, music, etc. So, I mean, this is just right on, spot on, all the way through, I feel. And you don't want to be in harsh or toxic environments. You want clean air and clean water. So, but you also adjust to change very readily and easily. So there you go. Wow.
Thank you.
That's cool.
That was beautiful.
That was perfect.
Thank you. And I feel like, you know, the universe is helping you. Christian, it's helping you, and you've got to, you know, you've got to do your part, because we do our part, you know, the angels help us, the universe, you know, does its part. So it's your time to really, you know, feel that energy within and celebrate and really get excited about, you know, what's waiting for you. Okay, because I do feel like you're going to, you know, you're going to amaze yourself. It's going to be beautiful. And I'm hearing success, you know, success with your artwork, okay? So you've got to really, like I said, there's something, I don't know what it is, but there's still something that you're a little apprehensive about. And, you know, you have called and asked about, you know, your artwork before, and you've got to, I feel like you've got to, you're not 100% sure, you know, of yourself and your beautiful artwork and your abilities. And I remember, Jan, like in the past reading, you said your artwork is like a little different, you know, and embrace the beautiful artwork, you know, whatever it is that, you know, you're creating, okay? And I'm even getting like go out in the moonlight and, you know, do some creating in the moonlight.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I remember, Jan, you know, under the stars. Jan, I remember you said, now I'm remembering when you said under the stars. So I really feel like being out, you know, under the moonlight with stars, that's going to be, like, so powerful for you to channel that artwork. But I am getting, you know, you're going to create your beautiful work. There's going to be, you know, abundance with this. But you planted the seeds now. You've got to just keep watering those seeds and let them grow and believe, like, see it as if it's already here. You know, what it is that you're wanting and where you want to show your art. Okay?
Yeah,
because this is not, you know, this isn't our dream. This is your dream, hon. And you've got to give birth to your dream. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, like I said, please, you know, believe in yourself and just say some beautiful, positive affirmations, you know, and say, oh, my gosh, your artwork is beautiful, because it is. And the angels are watching over you, and they agree that it's beautiful. So you've got to let go of that little bit of doubt that you're having and really believe in yourself, and then there's not going to be any stopping you, hon. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. God bless, hon, and we can't wait to hear, you know, when you do have your, you know, your art in a gallery or something. I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay.
We're
going
to turn you over to the other two ladies.
That.
Thank you. God bless.
You too.
Hi, Christiana. This is Peg.
Hi.
And as soon as I heard your question, your intention, I thought of Archangel Gabriel, because he's a really good angel to help with doing our creative work, sharing inspiration with you, and helping you to see who your target audience could be. I think you know who the target audience is. You're just not sure where to start. And I'm hearing just start at the beginning, you know, just by sharing your artwork with others, especially those that are also artists or that may have a shop that may want to sell your artwork. I'm also hearing okay. Archangel Gabriel is saying is to listen to your heart, you know, and ask for that inspiration to be there for you. It's small steps. It doesn't happen all at once, but I think once you take that first step, I think that a lot will unravel for you. So wishing you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. It's Mary. Hi. What I got was positive action. So I picked up from the Healing Energy Oracle deck, and it's positive action. And it says, I focus on the beauty in me, and I find silence. I live and honor the present by doing what I can do now. What I cannot change, I let go of and entrust to God. And then the next one is the calm. I breathe, live, and grow the light within me. I do one thing at a time and focus on the present moment. I cast off my doubts, all fear dissipates, and I find peace in my being. And the angels wanted me to let you know, like, how I started. I just went to venting events, you know, like, go to your community and find out if there's a community that of artists, because that's what we have here in Ohio. There's a community of artists, and all these artists, we all come together and help each other with events. Like, we'll say, okay, there's an event this way, this place, who's in, you know, and there's applications open for next week or next month, you know, just letting you guys know too. So it's like a community that helps each other. So possibly you can look up, like, if there's an art community in your area, that you can do these pop-up events, because that's what I'm doing, vendor events, Christiana. So sounds like,
yeah,
like knocking on my door, but I guess that's spirit. Yeah, it's really helpful, and it just gets you out there, gets your name out there, gets your artwork out there, and you'd be surprised how amazing it feels to be out there and people just, you know, and that's where you build your confidence. You know, and your stuff is just amazing. I know it's going to go, you know, a lot of people are going to love it. And you just have to have the confidence to say, yes, my artwork is unique and it's going to sell. And it will, you know, don't have any question about it, because it will sell. It's going to be great. And there's no reason to have any doubts about that. It's just finding that group, you know, or even yourself, just look online, you know. Instagram has so many people doing art, like, just search art vendor events, you know, in Minnesota, something like that, and then just look it up. You know, I was lucky when I started mine, I met someone. I went to a vendor event. I went to one of them that I found online, so I'll let you know, because they want me to tell you. And I checked out how it was, you know, everything, the way it happened, you know, how people are set up. And then I met someone, and that person introduced me to so many more people.
and that's how I become, like, every weekend I'm busy. I'm busy at vendor events because, again, we help each other. But it was me taking that first step of just going out there, getting out there and just saying, yes, I want to vend. Even though the first time I was super nervous, Christiana, but it was so amazing after, you know, coming home and your stuff is out there and it's in people's homes. Like for me, it's my candles, my healing candles. I haven't taken out yet my paintings because, you know, paintings like mine is acrylic painting and, you know, because I don't varnish them and put the shine on them, I'm afraid that it might get dried. But, you know, it's just trust yourself. It's going to go great. You know, just do that first one and you'll see, you'll be like, you're going to call us and say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you guys told me that. It's going to be amazing. I know it is. So,
yeah, it's all very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you're so welcome. And God bless, Christiana. And thanks for holding on.
Yeah. God bless you all, too.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. We'll be happy to hear about it. Can't wait for you.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. I know it is. You know, I understand how it feels because I've been in that, right? When I first moved to this state, I didn't know anyone and I wanted to vend and I'm like, "Oh my goodness." You know, like, but then God is great. I mean, once you have that confidence and you have that wanting to, you just have to get out there and just meet people. You know, once you meet that perfect person, that person is going to introduce you. I mean, there's one person introduced me to another one, and that other person introduced me to five more. And that's the reason why I'm so busy every weekend. Thank the Lord, you know, so I'm so grateful, you know, for this community that I have here. But I know it exists everywhere because I had it in Connecticut too. You know, I had vending events over there, not as much as here, obviously, because I was just starting my business, you know, full time. But yeah, over here it's totally full time my business. But it's been such a great show, ladies. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the show.
You know what?
And
it was,
we got through all
and
the
callers. And I have to say, really fast, I saw a dove and then Peg saw a dove. So that it does resonate with your creativity, you know, for Christiana to do what she wants to do, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just be passionate about it. And as she's doing this, you know, the dove, of course, is a symbol of divine peace. So I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's three doves
and
in
I
one
think
show. That's pretty amazing.
Abundance.
Christiana,
you hear
that?
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me unmute her. Sorry.
It's divine peace. And
you
it's
hear
something
that,
that you can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, was unmuted? Yeah, it was.
Hello?
Yeah, I unmuted you. That way you can hear everything. I know you can hear everything, but just in case you wanted to say something, you know, about the dove.
Well, the dove, I've felt the connection to the dove ever since I was a child. And the story of Noah's Ark and when the dove brought the olive branch and it was like a symbol of hope and that dove.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's
going to go great.
Have
that wish.
But I feel like she's going to put a dove somewhere. That's going to be your symbol, you know, that people recognize your artwork, you know, with that beautiful dove.
Mm.
Exactly.
Maybe your logo, Christiana.
I got that, too.
Yeah, the logo holding an olive branch, you know.
Wow.
I do feel like the dove is very powerful. Yeah, and it's divine, you know.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Definitely.
There you
that's
go.
So
now
amazing.
You have your logo. Something with the dough. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is so beautiful.
Well, that was the divine giving you a thumbs up, Christiana. The divine's giving you a thumbs up.
Okay.
They want you to go forward on